I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals, and it is Tuesday, May 26, 2020. First meeting of the year, so bear with me. And we have three cases on the agenda tonight. And I will call the roll of the board. Mr. Phillips?
Present.
Ms. Driscoll?
Here.
Ms. Yu is absent. Mr. Boone?
Here.
And Ms. Lipscomb-Jackson is here also. Paul Hansen, our new alternate, is not in attendance tonight. The first item on the agenda is to review the meeting minutes from December 17th, 2019. I'll give you a moment to do that and then entertain a motion to approve.
It's been so long ago.
Motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Dorothy makes a motion to approve.
Second.
Second by Tiffany. And any discussion, any revisions, corrections, anything? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Then we have motion carried. And at this time, we will open the public hearing on our first application tonight at, I have it at 7:06 p.m., and I'll read the legal notice into the record. I'll read the legal notice and then we'll swear everyone in. Chris Teisinger for CNC Development Company Limited requesting an approval of a variance from section 1507.04 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution to allow construction of an addition to encroach into the required 150-foot front yard side setback at 6157 Maxtown Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, and that's lot 1110 in the Griffith subdivision number 1, currently zoned light industrial, LL, BZA, and this is BZA case 2020-01. Those appearing on this case, I guess we can start with staff. We'll swear staff in, and then do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
I do.
Thank you. And then if we have the applicant, the representative for the applicant, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and swear you in. This is Chris, I assume?
This is Chris, yes.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay. Is there any other, anyone else who wants to testify along with you that we need to swear in?
No.
Okay. Okay. Good enough. Then we will start with staff.
Thank you, Mark. So, like the legal notice said, this...
Go ahead.
All right?
No, go ahead. Okay. I forgot to read that in, but go ahead, the exhibits.
Oh, okay. This property is at 6157 Maxtown Road in the Griffith subdivision, number 1. The applicant is Chris Teisinger. The lot is 1.749 acres, and it is located in an 1969. According to the Delaware County Auditor site, Mr. Carl Teisinger and Mr. Chris Teisinger purchased the subject property in March of 2000. At the time of purchase, the parcel contained a 3,040 square foot building and a 1,280 square foot building. Both buildings were listed as being built in 1965. In February of 2002, the zoning department issued a zoning permit number 2002-0164 for an addition to the larger building. It appears that some additional square footage has been added to that building that was not part of that original permit, and I did not locate any zoning permits for that additional space. Mr. Teisinger, Mr. Chris Teisinger, contacted the zoning department in February of this year to discuss adding an addition to the existing building, which is located on the west side of the property. That's the larger of the two buildings. And then Mr. Teisinger submitted the variance application, and he also submitted the zoning permit application to the Development and Zoning Department on February 18th. His hearing was originally scheduled in March, but was postponed due to the COVID-19 restrictions. So that's why it's taken so long for this one to be heard. Some staff comments. A warehouse is a permitted use in the light industrial district under section 1502.02.AA. The 1.749 acres does not conform to the current 2-acre standard for a parcel located in the light industrial district. That's section 1507.01. And it appears that the location of the current building does not comply with the minimum 25-foot side yard width, which is a requirement under section 1507.05. The site does not conform to the current parking standards. It's a gravel lot. Current standards say everything needs to be paved, but this is a previous existing condition. The applicant needs to provide information as to the type of items that are shown on the Delaware County aerial. On the aerial, there shows several things towards the rear of the lot, and we were unable to determine what those were, whether they were buildings or trailers. So the applicant should provide that information. And the site plan provided shows the front building setback for the building on the west side of the property at 150 feet. According to Delaware County Auditor's aerials, it shows the building on the subject parcel to be in line with the building to the west. And according to the documents that were provided to the township when that building was constructed, that building is 100 feet from Maxtown Road. So if the building on the subject property is indeed 100 feet from the front property line, then the amount of relief that they are asking would be much greater, and it would be 38 feet.
Let me stop you for a second. We don't know whether it's 100 or 150 feet from Maxtown Road.
Correct.
The current structure.
Correct. Because when you look at the aerials, it's in line with the storage unit, the front building out front, and when that one was proposed and constructed, they're saying it was at 100 feet from Maxtown.
Right.
And
if you look at, and I'm looking at their drawing, I think that the bigger building, the big Okay, the big school, according to theirs, it's 150.
Correct.
Which, if Cardinal is 150 next door.
Cardinal is proposed, they, when they proposed theirs and it was built, they're saying it's at 100.
Oh, really?
And it's in a different zoning district, so okay. The setback requirements
are
different.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the perspective. I'm not as concerned about the use as I am the setback. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to go back or any closer to the street than the existing building is.
So, I'll pull up the aerial in a little while.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then you'll be able, I think you'll be able to see it better.
I might have jumped the gun here. Okay. So go ahead, Susan. Okay. I apologize.
Or you can see it on the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the photo.
And then also we found some discrepancies in the square footage numbers that were provided in the application versus what is actually shown on the auditor's site. So some clarification should be provided to clear up that information. There's a table provided to show those the differences that we had seen. So to clarify any discrepancies, the applicant should provide a certified survey that shows the current dimensions of the parcel, the actual location of the power company easement that runs across the property, the exact location of all the buildings on the subject property, and then the actual setbacks for all the buildings on the property. Section 1505.04 limits the total land occupancy of all buildings to impervious surfaces to 75%. On the applicant did provide the zoning department with the zoning permit application. And on that application, it lists that the total coverage was 83%, which I'm not sure is accurate. So the applicant should clarify.
First of all, it's not accurate.
Excuse me. So the applicant should clarify how those impervious surface calculations were arrived at so they can show that they are not over that maximum 75% coverage. The Genoa Township zoning resolution defines impervious surface as an area that has been paved and or covered with buildings and materials which include but are not limited to concrete, asphalt, rooftops, and brick. And then we did provide the application to police, fire, and maintenance. We did not receive back any comments or concerns. It was illegally advertised in the Delaware Gazette, and the notification sign was posted on the property. And we only received one inquiry about the application, and that was when we had originally advertised for the March meeting. But once it was re-advertised, we did not get any additional comments.
All right. Thank you, Susan. I want to note for the record that Teresa Yu has joined us. Welcome. Okay, we'll go ahead and go to the applicant's application. If you want to go ahead, Chris, and present your application. Yes, if you'd like to. Staff has concluded their portion of their presentation, and then you can go ahead and present your application. I apologize.
You sound like Charlie Brown's speech. You're cutting in and out. I can't hardly understand you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. Then you can go ahead and present your application then. Okay, and any other comments, anything else you'd like us to know?
Well, I mean, I'm growing and I have nowhere to go because I can't go any other direction but towards Maxtown. And I'm not going to be out of ordinary if I go the same as what my existing building is now, which is me adding 38 more feet.
Okay. Does any member of the board have questions for the applicant? Anyone?
Chris, I've got a question for you, if you would. Staff indicated that your buildings apparently don't comply now with the 25-foot minimum side yard width. Were you aware of that?
On the building, they have 10 feet right now. No, I'm not aware of that. I didn't know it was 25 feet from the side property. That's news to me.
It appears that you're asking for a number of revisions here. I'm just wondering, in this proposed structure, if we did approve it tonight, could you agree to move it into the 25-foot setback line?
On which side?
Would be on the west side, I believe.
Well, if you take have 10 right now, according to my survey, so you're saying to go another 15 from where it's at now?
That would bring it into compliance with the side yard setback, yes. And it looks like the other building that's further to the north than the 5,300 square foot building does look like it's pretty close. It's at 22 feet at least. Mm-hmm.
I was all fooled by you guys. That building was put in back in 04, 05, maybe 03, the 64 by 84 building. So that was approved by you guys. That was handed on by us. So I don't know that maybe they changed it.
Chris,
go ahead.
Chris, at the back of the property, staff's indicated that there are a few figures we can see from the aerial, and we need to confirm what those are.
Storage trailers.
So those are temporary trailers, or are they permanently affixed?
No, they're temporary. There are two of them on wheels, and one of them is on the ground, but they're just temporary.
Do you know the dimensions?
Well, two of your semi-trailers go 8'6" by roughly 40 on one and 8'6" by 4 on the other one. And then the third one closest to the building is 8'6" by, I believe it's 40.
And is your intent... Sorry, go ahead and finish.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask if your intention was once... If you get the approval for the addition, if you will still keep those trailers in that position on the property?
Probably at this time, because they store a lot of stuff.
Is that the trailers?
That I don't use a lot, but that's why I put them back in the corner so nobody can see them. The one we are going to have to get rid of, there's no doubt, but the other two are in really good shape.
Susan, do you know, is there a setback line back there on the north end of the property?
What was that?
Is there a setback line on the north end of the property where those trailers are?
Yes.
Not on a permanent structure, I don't think there is. I mean, those are just temporary.
Chris, can you tell us for how long they'll be temporary? I thought you just answered a question by saying that you were going to leave them there for now.
Well, yeah, I've been using them for 15 years. I'm still using them. We go in and out of those probably 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of equipment. We like keeping all our equipment and trucks inside, and we haven't been able to do that. We've had to park them outside. I'm sure you've seen them
from
Maxtown driving by.
Go ahead, Dorothy.
So you're using them basically for storage?
I'm sorry?
Are you using them for storage?
What, the buildings in there, the trailers in the back? Yes.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yes.
Dave, do you have anything, Dave?
The only comment I have is going back to what Susan commented on, that Cardinals building next door is 100 foot from the road setback.
Right.
If you put if you put 38 feet, they're within 62 feet of the road.
Right. If it's 100, yeah, and I think that's one question I think that we really need to have answered, because I don't think unless we and I've kind of crossed into discussion here, but I'm not sure that we know exactly what this application is without knowing what that number is. The question I do have for you, Chris, is aesthetically, once you build this proposed addition, are you planning on doing anything as far as the appearance of the property?
Well, it's wrong with it. I was done. I did what I had to do when I first bought it. That was the trees out front.
Okay.
Did.
Okay. I'm asking the question. I'm not making a statement as far as the aesthetics.
I plan on running my estimate business out of that, you know, any industrial property that I bought. I mean, we need the yard code. I'm not sure what you mean by appearance. I don't think my building looks that bad. We had the building on the east side painted not too long ago, and Harris Automotive ran out of there for 4 or 5 years.
Sure. I'm very, very familiar with it. I probably drive it 20 times a week in normal conditions.
So. I understand. I mean, there was a lady in there that made us put the tree up in the mounds, and we did that. And I'm trying to keep up with the grass. There's no doubt, but I am running an excavating company. I don't sell floppers.
I understand. So, listen, I wasn't commenting. I was asking a question. I wasn't commenting on what's there now. Okay.
No, I'm not upset. Don't get me wrong. I try to do the best I can, because if you ever seen any of our trucks or equipment that we use to clean, and my appearance is huge. So
okay.
I try to keep everything clean and organized.
Does anybody else have anything, Dave?
Chris, this is Dave Boone. A quick question is, why does that building have to go in front of the large building? Why can't it go behind the smaller building and be in total compliance with the setbacks?
You're saying move it forward?
I'm saying turn it 90 degrees and put it behind the smaller building so it will meet all the setbacks.